Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Colorado Avalanche finished their road trip tonight in Minnesota. They finished that road trip 3-2 after losing tonight in Minnesota. Well, 3-2. Joining us now is our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater, brought to you by Bud Light. And AD, this game, it looked like it could have been a lot worse early. It looked like it was going to get out of hand. And then, well, Cale Makar showed up and did Cale Makar things.
Yeah, it was another great game for Cale Makar, Sean. It was two mighty impressive goals there in the second period, especially that second one he scored to tie it up at the 1849 mark of the second period. Avs had all the momentum in the world going into that third period, but, you know, they kind of let it slip away. Bad goal there with 10 minutes to go, and they just couldn't get the equalizer. It was, in the end, not good enough, not complete enough game. Every time you play a really horrible first period like they did, even though they got out of it scoreless, it just set a bad precedent for the rest of the night. They tie it up, but then they kind of slip back again, and it just wasn't enough consistent, hard-working effort tonight, and they probably got what they deserved in the end.
Did this seem like maybe a little bit of fatigue trying to get into through that last period of a five-game road trip? It to me seemed like maybe they just ran out of gas. And like you pointed out, they had a bad first period, and you have to expend a lot of energy to catch back up, which they did. But they almost looked gassed to me by the end of this game. Did you get the same impression?
You know, I don't know if it's physical fatigue. It might have been a little mental fatigue. You know, I think when you're on the road for so long like this one, you do get a little mentally tired, probably physically tired too, but I really don't think that's a good excuse, and it can't be used in that in this case. They had a full day off yesterday, no practice. You know, it's time to certainly get plenty of rest for this game. You know, it was, what, 2-hour flight from Calgary to here on a nice private first-class charter airplane, so fully catered meals. So no, I'm not buying that tired excuse, but I will maybe say that you just get a little mentally tired being on the road so long. I know I can speak for the writer side of it. It's like you're like, all right, let's just get this thing over with and go home. I'm looking forward to hitting that 303 soil tomorrow. After 10 days on the road.
Yeah.
So, maybe, but yeah, not a good enough excuse for professional hockey players paid millions of dollars.
Right, I was about to say, I mean, I'm sure you do well. I'm not sure you're doing what they do well. So, I mean, it's definitely a different thing, you know. In our business, we're generally
not the same pay scale.
Yeah, we're not flying charter normally. They don't just invite us to do that. So, in the end, this is still a team that has won 5 out of its last 7. They are getting a little bit healthier. And let's face it. Coaches are rarely happy when their team wins. They can coach when their team loses. So is there something Jared Bednar can take away from this game and use between now and Saturday when they play the Leafs?
I don't think he's going to take anything away from this game, but I do think he can take away plenty from this road trip and say, hey, you know, pretty good job, though, guys. We still went 3-2 on the trip despite having, you know, at one point third and fourth string goaltenders and two-thirds of the top line out, and then another key player goes out with a head injury, and then, you know, other guys with little dings here and there, and, you know, they still won 3 out of 5 on a 5-game road trip that was a pretty good team they played, so, you know, I think that's what he can take into it. All right, guys, let's go home, have another, you know, day off in Denver. They are going to practice tomorrow in Denver, but they will have a nice day to rest up after that. Let's come out fresh for a Saturday night game against the Toronto Maple Leafs on Tyson Barrie return night. Let's make them wish they never made that trade for have some cadre and company, and let's just go out and play to a good home crowd. I think that's what they can do, and I think it'll be, it should be anyway, a good, energetic, fun game.
We're talking with Adrian Dater. Follow him at adater on Twitter, coloradohockeynow.com. And earlier today on Twitter, you had some updates about Gabe Landeskog, about Mikko Rantanen. Where do they stand as far as this Avs team goes? And do you have a best guess as to when we might be able to see them again?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and guess that Rantanen comes back next weekend at the earliest, maybe a little bit after. But I think we're heading down that path where he's heading into the home stretch as far as skating, getting that strength back, and getting back to playing action. I think it's still going to be another week, maybe they'll be off by a day or two. Who knows? He has been skating regularly, Rantanen, and assuming he'll be out there tomorrow, so we'll get more of an update. Landeskog is going to be longer. He's going to be reevaluated on Monday with the team doctors. I don't think that's necessarily it's an ominous thing to say. It's not like I don't think he's had a setback. I just think they've been it sounds like he could be getting, the leg further looked at, MRI maybe, and see how everything's healing. And then maybe they can finally give a concrete timetable after that. But I still think if I had to bet, we're talking 3 to 4 more weeks for Landy. I wouldn't be surprised if it lasts till Christmas time with him, and that's just the way it's been portrayed most of the time. That's going to be it's going to be a monthly thing, it seemed like, when they first had it, and basically by Christmas it's going to be about 2 months. So I think that's what the Avs hope is, that he's back by Christmas. Hopefully it's not even longer than that, but I haven't heard that it would be, but it has been a bit of a cone of silence on his injury that hasn't been very forthcoming, finding out, telling us about that one.
Obviously, that's unfortunate, but what is fortunate is since he's moved to the top line, Andre Burakovsky is on a 4-game point streak, and not your normal 4-game point streak, a 4-game point streak in which he's had 2 points in every game, not just one. What have you seen from Burakovsky to make you think that he can be not just a factor right now, but a factor over the course of the season? Is he turning the corner and maybe blossoming into a more significant player than just a second-line, third-line type guy?
I think so. I think he did turn a little bit of the corner on this trip. I think he gained a lot of confidence in himself, proving that he can come in here and put up points with good players. Did a great job on this trip, obviously, with 8 points here, right? In the last 4 games, 2 more tonight, 2 assists. Kind of a secondary, not a brilliant play or anything on his 1 point tonight, one of them, but, Cale McCartan did the rest. At the end of the day, it's just big size, and he's got that good lefty wrister that can, really sling that puck at the net. So, he had a great trip. I think he did turn a corner, and bodes well for the future. I think he's cemented at least a second line job from here on out, I would say, based on what he did. I mean, I think he proved to a lot of people that even if Rantanen and Landeskog come back, all right, so maybe he's not on the first line, but he's probably going to be penciled in for good on that second line.
If you look at the top 8 seeds in the Western Conference, the Avs are tied for third. However, out of those top 8, they have a game in hand, and they lead the entire Western Conference in goal differential at plus 14. Given the injuries, is it fair to say that maybe they've overachieved given those injuries, or do you think this is about where they should be?
I don't think we can say they've overachieved so much with the injuries, because don't forget, they did have that 4-5 game lull
right
before this trip. It was pretty disappointing, and they did not play well, and there was a lot of hand-wringing over that. That was after those injuries. They win 3-5 on the road trip, so that's nice, and they won the game before that, taking off from the trip, right? But, I don't think we can say overachieved. They got off such a great start, 7-0-1 with the healthy lineup. That's really what has, given them that cushion for when some bad times happened. Can't say they've necessarily overachieved to a stupendous level, but they didn't fall apart. They come home from this trip with, I don't think anybody would have that they'd have a winning record when they start out with two goalies hurt, but they did it. And I think it's a positive. It would have been nice to get that one tonight, though, against a Wild team. It's really not very good. So it's a little bit of a downer. It's sort of the same feeling they had after that road trip where they lost a, they won all the games, and then they lost to St. Louis to end this trip, you know. Hey, the NHL, can't win them all for sure. It's a tough league. Overall, I think things are still looking up, and they are going to get some guys back, hopefully soon.
He is Adrian Dater. Follow him at adater on Twitter. Colorado Hockey Now, our Avalanche insider. And I guess as well, AD, as we bid you adieu, we'll run into the spot where maybe we need a sash fit for Cale Makar when that second goal looked like he was ready to be named the mayor of Dangelopoulos out there.
That was a hell of a goal. I was even, I don't jump up and down the press box. Of course, no cheering in the press box, but I can tell you when the fuck, when he did that, I definitely gave a one of those, you know, whoa kind of reactions, and a lot of people did in the box. So
yeah.
He's a special kid, that's for sure. 25 points now. Way ahead of Bobby Orr's pace. Not too bad.
Bobby Orr's pace. Unbelievable. It's not cheering in the press box. It's excitement over watching something extraordinary. It's a measure of respect.
Of course.
That's what
it is. Yeah, you don't want to be a fossil up there either. It's okay to react, right?
Yeah, when you see something impressive, it's impressive. Thanks, AD. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you, Sean.
All right, take care.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.